Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Perfect song to segue into the Open Championship, which wrapped up over the weekend.
It's a feeling you got when you get stuck in the straw.
4 under on the back nine yesterday. Xander Schauffele takes home the claret jug, and I'm picking up what Xander Schauffele's putting down. What a great year he has had. The guy who it was, will he ever be able to win the big one heading into this year? And he finishes 2024 not with just one, but two major championship wins. Think about that. Like, it was always Xander Schauffele was one of the world's best golfers, but was he going to go the way of Ricky Fowler and just not be able to ever get over the hump and win, right? Was he going to be the guy that could hold it together between the ears all the way through and hold off charges late by somebody else to win majors? And he won two of them this year. And I was going through, and Jamie Kennedy on Twitter, he posted this morning. He said he was going through, and with Xander Schauffele, this year for him is one of the greatest major seasons of any golfer ever. In the last 40 years, he went back and he said, basically, he did wins and losses, right? Mm-hmm. So you against the rest of the field in all four of the majors,
sure,
major events, right? How did you finish in those?
Two wins.
He had two wins, a seventh and an eighth place finish.
Two wins, two top tens?
Yeah.
Two top eights? It's kind of crazy.
It is the seventh best single year run in the last 40 years. The guys who are in front of him?
Tiger
Woods, the Tiger Slam year in 2000, where he won three major tournaments and then finished fifth in the in the other. So he beat 99.3% of other golfers that he faced in major championships that year.
That's disgusting.
Jordan Spieth, 2015, where he won two majors and then I believe finished second and third. So his record was 556-4-1 because he tied. Okay. And that was 99.1%. Also, he tied 2005 Tiger Woods. Who went 552-4-1 with two major championships. Brooks Koepka's 2019, where he won one major championship and won 98.5%. Phil Mickelson's 2004, where he won one major championship. And then this one is probably the most impressive out of the group. The sixth best major championship run was Ricky Fowler. He beat 97.9% of his competition in 2014. Did not win a single major that year. He went...
God, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Was he top five in all of them?
He went in head-to-heads against every single other golfer in 2014. Ricky Fowler's record, and we're using air quotes, there, was 549-8-4. He finished fifth in the Masters, second in the U.S. Open, second in the Open Championship, third in the PGA Championship that year.
Go. Would you rather have that, or would you rather win one and then just dead last in the other three?
I think Ricky's like, I would rather just have one right now, because that's Ricky Fowler, man. Yeah. It's like not being able to get over the hump. And so Xander Schauffele, his record in major championships this year was 516-13-1. That's bananas. And so, like, it's not just a guy got over the hump, he stayed at that level and then won another. And you got to wonder, like, is this going to be one of those great runs where a guy just unlocks it, right, and becomes a multiple time major winner? Now I'm like, that was a guy that I would always crack jokes like, dude, I loved watching Schauffele golf, but it was just like, dude can never get over the hump when it mattered. He's Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
He was Ricky Fowler, and then a younger version. But obviously, boom, you open up that door, and what that does for you mentally, just unlocking in the game of golf, it's invaluable.
It's so crazy to think about, like, the talent of every golfer. And obviously there's folks with more, but that mental component.
Yeah.
Like, John Daly is probably one of the most talented golfers to ever play the game. The stuff that he can, the stuff that he can just show.
Tiger Woods said it. Yeah. Tiger Woods even said, he's like, dude, if I had the talent you have, like, I'd be unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean,
but it was the rest of it.
Yeah, the mental stuff, the flippant, the physical, you know, ailments, as it were. It's just not there. And you kind of wonder with, you know, you kind of look at Rory, who looks like he's built in a lab, but I mean, I hate saying fragile because I don't think it's the right word, but when it comes time for that stuff, you just know he's going to fold.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to see the guys that eventually unlock it.
Yep. And oh, by the way, this text, Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. Shoffley's win at the Open Championship. First time in 42 years, Americans have swept all four of the major championships.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, you had Scheffler in the
USA.
USA. Let's
right
go.
Olympic season.
Scheffler in the Masters. DeChambeau in the U.S. Open. Shoffley at the PGA and Shoffley at the Open Championship. It's the first time that that has happened where an American has won all four of the majors since 1982, where you had Tom Watson won the U.S. Open that year, and then I believe the Open Championship at Royal Troon as well. PGA Championship was won by Raymond Floyd that year, and Craig Stadler won the Masters that year. So, America.
Reminder,
hell yeah.
Flex on. Your Olympic golf team for Team USA is Wyndham Clark, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, and Scotty Scheffler.
It's not too bad.
Not too shabby.
I believe I heard Schulze say this morning, too, that Schauffele is the sixth golfer to win his first two majors in one season.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's badass. So congrats to Xander Schauffele, and congrats to his dad, who just is a vibe. Do you see his dad?
No.
He had the hat. He was drinking out of a flask.
Oh, nice.
He's sipping whiskey. I'd assume it was scotch, you know, out of a flask. Yeah. And then
be a real man. Drink out of the bottle.
Yeah, he was asked, like, what are you going to drink out of it? And he said, that's my dad right there. And so they went back and they asked his dad. And I didn't know this, that the claret jug, claret is like an old wine, apparently. Yeah. And so it's a Bordeaux.
I believe it's the number one selling wine in Wisconsin.
Oh.
As weird as that is.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a red wine from Bordeaux. Oh. So he said, drinking beer would be sacrilege if I did that. So also, I'm going to drink wine out of it.
Well, it's kind of funny because the claret jug is like you drink Bordeaux, which comes from
France. For the British Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't let details get in the way. All right?
Like,
don't let details get in the way of a fun story, which is Xander Schauffele's dad's going to pound some red wine out of the claret jug.
You know, you just like that, you've got the British Open with French wine. You've got the Germans making landfall in England here on USA takes on, or England takes on, or USA takes on Germany in London.
See, Americans fighting off the Germans in London again.
Not the first time. Not the first time.
You know,
what are you doing here?
To have that, if you're Schauffele's dad, to have that holstered, I was listening to Schauffele talk about an interview of, like, he was 13 years old when he decided, like, all right, I'm going to commit to golf. And then when he was 15 and 16, he and his dad, like, set out a plan on how they were going to achieve his goals and get to the mountaintop, right? And I'm thinking at that meeting when he was like 15 or 16 years old, that's when his dad was like, all right, I have to start thinking about all the things I'm going to do with the trophies that my son wins. And that's where the claret jug, he started doing the research and being like, no, we're not going to drink beer. I'm going Bordeaux. He did the research. He had it holstered. The damn man is a legend. We need to protect him. Papa Schauffele.
I like it.
Let's go.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.